previously on CSI Mwangi Expanse.
Doodroom.
Hey, Jack.
What is it, Mac?
We've been following this case for weeks now.
We've been following this carnival.
For months.
Months.
Years. What feels feel like years.
Feel like we're not cops anymore.
Oh, you're still a cop.
I feel like we're carnies now.
You're the best goddamn cop I've ever met.
Thanks, Jack.
Even though you can't find a monkey.
Listen.
Killer.
There's a party tonight at the Vandervales.
Vandervales.
One of those Vandervales.
One of those monkey killers has got to be there.
That girl's getting married to one of those rich guys.
Vandervales.
I swear to God, we must find that monkey killer soon.
Let's take a look around this place before we go to the party.
Yeah, let's snoop around like old Mac and Jack style.
Hey, look at this basement. This looks kind of creepy.
What the hell is that?
What
Mac,
is it?
Jack?
That looks like a machine thing.
It's got a weird doll inside it.
Put a coin in.
Just so happens I have a coin here.
Oh, what's going on, whoa. Jack? Whoa. Jack!
Wait. Oh, Jack.
Oh, sorry. I mean...
Whoa! I'll get fooled again!
Imagine we just carried on for like an hour.
Oh, my God.
To be fair, we've had some quite long episodes on Mac and Jack.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we know.
Some like 5-minute ones, so...
Previously on the Danger Club podcast.
Let's knock on this random house over here.
No one has to be home, Dan.
This sheep wearing an overcoat. Hello.
Spend some of this evening bonding with Peter.
You look particularly beautiful tonight, Peter.
What is the meat?
Lamb.
I think we stumbled upon some cannibal.
What? How have you got that much gold?
Sandra, you are very beautiful.
Did you lose your virginity to two sheep?
My name is Algon the Everseeing.
I just had sex.
The adventure continues now.
Ross, how are you coping with your hangover? How are you doing today? We went out to the wrestling last night.
I'm not hungover, Mr. 17,000 beers.
Hey, that's a zinger.
You're on top form.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm all good.
Feeling all right. The wrestling show that we went to was how far from your house?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Walking. 5 minutes walking.
Yep.
I was two tubes and a night bus to get home from that. So
yeah, and I got a takeaway.
And you got a takeaway?
Yep. What'd you get?
Got a chicken burger.
Yeah.
Chicken burger chips.
Wow. Chicken burger. You've done well this weekend. You've had chicken burger
chips. Chicken burger chips.
And a whole lot of lamb. Hey. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Danger Club podcast. Hey.
I got a whole lot of lamb.
Hey. I want to ask, let's go for a... Because there's been some real shade coming at me about some of my in-game food on this. There's been some. I feel like I've had some. I feel I've been attacked quite heavily on my.
Do you want us to ask you about food just so you can prove to it?
I don't want you to, because last night for dinner I had tortellini with balsamic vinegar in bed right before I went to sleep.
After you did two tubes and a
hot chocolate. Yeah, I ate that at midnight. And then literally put the plate down and went to sleepy time with undigested cheese. It's a miracle I slept at all.
Did you have any dreams?
My dreams were weird.
Yeah.
We talked about Scott's loathing of pizza before, but is there any food that you will not eat?
Scott, you loathe pizza. Kind
of mushrooms. Fucking hate mushrooms.
Fuck off.
Disgusting.
I'm with you on this. Things. What's the deal with mushrooms? What's the hatred?
They're just slimy, slug-like fucking...
You never cooked them properly.
No, it doesn't matter if you cook them. You fucking boil them in your ass, whatever you want to do.
That's slimy. What I've been doing wrong.
So they're I should have slimy, slug-like. I mean, is it because they remind you of yourself that they don't like to-
I got a brother, and he eats them raw from the ridge.
And wriggling. Man.
That's fine.
I'll absolutely eat them all. I'll eat them raw, cooked. I'll eat the magic.
I don't mind them if they're like blended to bugger, like a mushroom sauce that's blended.
What
to
is
bugger.
It? What is it with you and the bum stuff this morning?
Blended to bugger.
What's going on? Everything boiled in your ass, blended to bugger. What's going on? Stop putting mushrooms in your ass, Ross. Yeah. What are you doing wrong? Like, mushrooms are fine. There's nothing wrong with mushrooms. They're a good source of vitamin D as well. And folic acid.
Shut up, you fucking health conscious cock.
I made sure to come back with satsumas for the entire podcast from my lunch trip because everyone's getting ill lately. If I'm to be a health conscious cuck, so be it, Ross. I'd rather be a self conscious cuck than a man who boils mushrooms in his ass.
And that's why you would not survive on the out in the wild.
You're right.
I'm kind of similar to you, Ross. I have a thing about mushrooms, but it makes me feel. It makes me feel bad about myself because I know actually I'm a mushroom snob. Because I go to a nice restaurant, you give me some little girole mushrooms with a fancy steak or something, I will wolf those down. Any other mushroom, regular mushrooms, I don't want them. So which makes me like, oh, I don't think it's the mushrooms that are the problem here. I think it's my unreasonable standards.
Yeah.
I feel like it's that. How about you, James?
Anything? Well, can I just pretend, Scott, you don't like pizza.
We did an entire episode on this, James. Don't worry about it.
Did I miss that?
You were here.
Good God.
We did a good 15 minutes and callbacks on that.
Not like that. Well,
and James, if you're forcing me to go back into it again,
No.
I suppose I'll have to go back into a tirade about how weak pizza is and how it's a lame food.
You are fucking wrong.
Slutty pizza and bitches bread that thinks too highly of itself.
It's bread with shit on it. Yeah, it's great.
Bloat food. It's redundant calories. It's a waste of time.
Your redundant calories.
It's always overpriced. Always.
That's true.
It is overpriced. A lot of foods are overpriced though, these days.
This is James's moment.
Forget James. Let's talk about the gentrification of the burger.
I'm good with raw mushrooms. I'm good with raw eggs. I'm good with all that stuff. I'll wolf that down all day. Licorice. Blech.
Licorice.
I fucking hate licorice. I tried, and you try things again as an adult and you're like, it's because I was a kid. No, I still fucking hate it.
Is it every type, like all of the licorice all sorts, or just the pure black
disgusting licorice. The taste of licorice is horrible. Weird, bitter Victorian weirdness. And like, it's just the. And I'm a person who will literally eat anything, but I was like, no, licorice.
I was very
disappointed with bean curd. Had it at what's the one, Yo Sushi.
Yeah,
I love all things Japanese sushi. No problem. Had it. It's the texture. And that normally doesn't bother me, but it's this weird sort of squidgy.
It depends. Yeah. So sometimes it can be like that. Sometimes it's fine.
It
depends on how it's cooked.
But licorice all day can fuck off.
Do you ever get like a licorice sauce? Do you ever like nibble around it?
Nope.
Like just the non-licorice.
No, because it's all been tarnished.
The coconut.
Put the rest back in the bag.
No, it all tastes up. Absolute balls.
Ooh. I'm not having it. I tell you a sweet that I've.
I wouldn't even boil it in my ass.
I tell you a sweet that I don't like that I've. That bothers me. Turkish delight, because I was raised to think it was going to be delicious from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yeah. That felt like that promised so much from what that book was.
Yeah. I hated it, and now I love it.
But do you know what the trouble is? If you have it properly, like if you have it in Turkey, like nice Turkish delight, it's actually very pleasant, very light, can be very floral. Fry's Turkish delight, like the stuff we bought with the kids.
That's probably what it is.
It's absolutely
not. Wasn't very good.
No.
I think I've eaten
Colin
Turkish delight.
To the Hubbard.
Yeah, we had it in Istanbul.
I didn't like it then either.
No,
I
guess it's a floral. It doesn't like you either, actually.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's Colin's bit.
Colin, have a bit now. There we go. Colin, have your bit.
Liver.
Liver.
Yeah, no, liver's not.
Yeah, man,
I've never had liver before.
About a liver.
Yeah, actually, fair enough. Liver is pretty disgusting.
It's pretty rank.
I've had liver done. Other countries do liver better.
Name like one.
Poland.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
liver and onions.
So the whole British liver and onions. Let's boil it and it's pretty rank. But it is a strange flavour. I've never quite. Yeah, it should be soft and.
I was told that my family, when I was young, I can't remember this, but everyone had liver. And I wouldn't eat it as a kid, like even as like a baby or something.
Wow.
And all of them got sick. And I was just like really happy because I wasn't sick.
Do you know what?
Guess they weren't livering right, were they?
I'd say actually worse than liver. And this confused me as a kid because I was just like, what the fuck is this and why is it so horrible? Kidneys.
kidneys.
Oh, no, kidneys are great.
Steak and kidney pie. Oh, no.
Yum, yum, yum.
No, no, no. Why would you ruin a steak and kidney pie by putting kidney in it?
Because it's called a steak and kidney pie.
That's because it's cheaper, Stan. It's because it's cheaper. Otherwise, you'd have a steak pie.
Which one? I always thought, shouldn't liver not be okay to eat? Because isn't that where all the body's toxins go?
Well, and kidneys as well, though. Kidneys are filters.
But that, yeah, it's filters. It goes through there. It doesn't stay in there. Whereas liver keeps it. Am I right? Is that a biological thing? You kind of keep it.
You're looking around this table like you would not be the person to ask.
I don't know.
Tweeter's body.
Tweeter's our body. Tweeter's
kidney.
I think liver helps get rid of the toxins. Yeah,
I think they both do. I think it's if you overload it, it's going to, like a sponge, it's going to keep not being able to flush itself out.
Yeah.
Which is why you don't make foie gras from cows. You don't force feed them in there so you can make a lovely, lovely cow foie gras pie.
That's a good stepping onto thing. Fine foods that are meant to be fine that are actually shit. Foie gras and
gross.
Caviar, both bollocks.
Yeah.
Fuck both those foods. Oh my God, they're so overrated.
I just find it really pointless.
Do you know what? I can't eat smoked salmon these days either.
What is wrong with you? You piece of shit.
No, listen, get the fuck out.
I got a genuine reason for this. I went to basically all my housemates at the time, they were all, they all had a 24-hour bug. And I came back from, like, I don't know, it was a working away or something. I came in and went, hey, everyone. And we're all going to our mate's wedding the next day. And they were like, oh, don't come near us. Because we're all ill. So I was like, shut myself in my bedroom thinking I won't get this. And then the next day we all went to the wedding and we had the starter and that was smoked salmon. And then I started feeling ill. I got the 24-hour bug after I ate smoked salmon, and all I could taste for about 48 hours was smoked salmon, with the feeling of like hooks going through my stomach because of this 24 what turned into a 48-hour bug. Yeah. So that memory stops me having smoked salmon, and it's a shame because I used to like it. There you go.
Yeah,
that association is pretty strong. But did you think maybe you got the bug from them? And
definitely
it manifested, but it wasn't the salmon.
Definitely,
no, it's just
everyone
it's memory, isn't it?
Everyone else had the salmon, but because it was the last thing I ate,
right.
All I could taste.
I don't know, man.
It was
awful. Salmon could make me feel sick, steal my credit cards, crash my car. I would still eat that. So I would still chase that down like a hungry bear in Canada.
The association. If I smell it, I'm just like, nah, man.
Lobster is overrated.
No, lobster.
I fucking hate it. It's like, why do I want to work to get into it to have that much bit of lobster and go, oh yeah, cool.
Lobster is delicious. Lobster is also well overpriced now.
It used to be like the cheap food.
It used to be like the food back in the day. Oysters did as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
oysters. That's something I could do every day for the rest of my life.
Oysters,
100%.
Love oysters. But
I'll give you lobster. Also, because it kind of puts me off the way that they cook it.
Yeah,
it's same thing with foie gras. Actually,
I might put a warning at the beginning of this, like vegans and vegans and veggies. Like,
oh, you're gonna put a warning.
This
on
is all this, meat. This is all meat.
Warning about on this episode and not last week.
Last week's fine. That was in game. Like, they can handle it.
Oh, that's fine. But yeah.
But we're actually talking about, you know, just I might just say, oh, we're talking is, about food.
Is there meat. Such thing as a meat warning? Do things carry meat warnings? Because we discuss meat. I'm just a genuine.
I mean, if
question,
someone was
I'm
vegan
sure.
here, they would say, I don't eat meat. Wouldn't they?
They would.
But we weren't talking about meat. We were talking about food. I said licorice.
I don't know why I said
which has got nothing to do with meat. But
I can tell you, having spent some mornings with Ross after we've been out, some people should come with a meat warning.
Yeah. So my brain is working differently today. It's on a different level.
There was a study done on mushrooms and mycelium ages ago. I might have told you guys about it, but I don't think I mentioned it on the podcast, where they basically plugged in nodes into like tanks that were full of mushrooms, full of mycelium. And they plugged in like auditory nodes basically, and then recorded the sounds they got off them, and live mushrooms apparently make sounds, and it sounds like like slowed down various pitches for different kind of mushrooms, and when they've been plucked, they stop making noise.
It's the creaking of their lovely creaky flesh.
Well, I mean, mycelium and the network of mycelium is actually crazy, and we don't know much about it. Well, not enough about it. That's why it always comes up in like either Gaslamp Fantasy or like Lovecraftian stuff. Like, there's always like a mushroom or a squid thing in there because people are like, is it an alien though?
Yeah.
Is it? It's something quite other, you know? Like, what is it?
It's that weird in the rainforest as well. There's that spore. Mm. And it basically, there's one for almost all of the insects in the rainforest. And it gets in them, makes them go mad. Yeah. And then it hatches out of them and then explodes everywhere. That was the most terrifying nature program I ever watched. It was crazy. And like the ants knew when one started going mad, it was just like grabbed it and legged it off. Because otherwise it would grow this weird brain fungus out of itself. Which spread to the whole colony. It's like, what the fuck?
Cordyceps isn't, that's not the only cordyceps as far as I'm aware, because I'm pretty sure that there's some not only recreational but also now health mushroom compounds that contain cordyceps. And I'm just like,
who's marketing that?
Yeah, like, are we the zombie ants now? Is that fine?
I get a lot of space food and like we've ground up loads of mushroom and you should drink it instead of coffee because there's no jittery. It's like, yeah, and is there the brain one in there?
lion's mane.
I mean, the brain fungus that's going to grow out the back of my head.
That's going to happen. We're going
to
die. Well.
Quick shout out to Dangerling Will for his excellent birthday party that James and I went to a little while ago, which was a Victorian style murder mystery, a 1920s kind of murder mystery with a mushroom person subplot where throughout the night people were being taken off and killed off and turned into mushroom people. And it was basically if the mushroom people and the mushroom people could get someone on their own and give them a card that said, you've been killed, you're now a mushroom person, you had to join them, and then you had to try and kill other people, and you had like other stuff you had to do. And at the end everyone got up and did a dance, and anyone who hadn't been turned into a mushroom was fucking confused as to what had happened there.
And faintly grateful they also didn't have to stand up and do the mushroom dance.
Got a little fancy hat. And I would like to say I was I did very well in that game. I was killed off by James, and our mate JP, who came up with the cunning ruse of saying, "Oi, Dan, come with us." And I was like, "All right." I went outside and I was like, "Is it drugs?" And he gave me a card saying, "You are dead." I was like, "Oh."
And then I started talking about mushrooms. He's like, "Oh, it's mushrooms. Okay.
Oh, it's mushrooms."
And the thing is, I got by exactly the same tactic. Because they were like, "Hey, James, come this way." I'm like, "Cool."
So if you ever want to murder James or I, we'll just let you know it is very, very easy.
Hey, come with me.
Make it seem like, there's some fun stuff involved.
But what we don't have mushroom for in this episode is much more preamble. So let's get back to this adventure.
I don't know. I could have done spore.
No, I'm joking. Let's go on the episode. We've done all of these.
Come on.
Colin's making his revving noise. Whenever Colin needs to move on,
he's like, it sounded like Boris Johnson.
It's the back benches, isn't it? Right. So let's move this on. Let's move it on and tell ourselves a little story. So you are in the forest in the Briar. You had taken a stroll, having done some shopping, which we did off air.
We didn't.
So you've got nothing. You haven't forgotten about that.
I did. The chain shirt is worth 5 gold pieces, but I don't know how much a +2 chain shirt is.
In 6 gold pieces.
It's the rune. You need to look up a +2 rune is really fucking good. Like, if I were you, I would have that rune taken off and put on someone's actual armor because it is sick. Because I think some of you got +1 runes. I don't think anyone's got a +2 rune. They're really powerful. So you did a bit of, you maybe did a bit of trading. If not, you can go back to town after you've dealt with this. But now you are dealing with Algon the Everseeing, who is a paladin. So this is a paladin of Desna, who has been on a quest to rid the realms of Zarian the Dragon. The dragon who is the tyrant who has ruled over these lands. He wants to free everyone and slay the dragon. That is his mission. And he thinks maybe you might be on the same kind of quest. And so he sought you out. Just a reminder, you're all standing in the road except Caragor, who's still hidden in the bushes at this stage, just keeping his head down.
Bubba keeps looking over there, like, because he still doesn't get. Well, just because you sent out Peter doesn't make Bubba go, "Oh, yeah, I know what Caragor's doing."
No, I sent out Peter because you said Caragor, so I let Peter go.
Yeah, but he doesn't understand that, so he keeps looking over.
I don't understand why you keep saying my name.
I absolutely thought you said sent out for pizza.
Well, now if you have, I'd be all for it because pizza's the god of food.
that's your idea
of an arrow.
that was your idea of a role-playing fantasy. Scott was being able to eat empty carbs without guilt.
Just as he goes down, he hurls a boiled egg straight in Caragol's face.
Oh, dear.
I eat a boiled egg. Boiled so, more nutrition quality to it.
You absolutely hate. Well, yeah, true.
Algon the Everseeing was looking was speaking to you all. And let's dive back in there. Did some of you want to make some rolls? Did some of you want to say some things?
A roll, eh?
I hurled the card.
You hurled the card, yes.
The card's been hurled.
You've hurled the card.
Oh, yeah,
the card.
I wanted to find out if he was telling the truth.
All right, give us a perception.
All right. It's 32.
Okay, a couple of things happen.
Fulton tries to kill him.
Fulton trusts him implicitly and will take some convincing to ever not.
Right.
Bubba, there's this guy, he's not being up front with you. You don't think he's not being up front with you. There is a slight desperation to him, and you sense an air of instability about him. You know, like if you're in a pub and there's some guys drinking and they're making a bit of noise and they've not done anything, but you just feel like it's one of these guys. You just feel like it wouldn't take much.
I know exactly.
Tip this guy off.
I'm from Kent.
That's the vibe.
Like, I have that sixth sense like you, Dan.
Yeah,
because we grew up in Kent.
So you got that vibe from him.
Yeah. All right.
Fulton gets exactly the opposite.
What do you really want, mate?
What do you really want? To help us.
What do you really want, mate?
Now, Bird, it's not polite to interrupt your friend.
It's not polite.
If you'd have said that to me yesterday, I'd have magic missiled your face off. But today I'm a changed bird. You got that right. You heard me say that. Everyone we can't see.
Doing this
because Bubba doesn't know, he's fucking 14 years old. But I sense there's something else going on here, Squire. Yeah,
something else going on here.
You seem a bit anxious, a bit agity. Tell me the truth. Just tell us the truth and then we'll come and help you out if it's real.
He is telling the truth.
Wait.
I'm eager to rescue the people of this realm. I'm wondering now, Bird, why you're suddenly so eager to hold up that quest.
Yes, Bubba.
Zone of truth. Now tell me that truth. Why do you really want us to come with you?
Because I want to seek out the dragon. Because I will find the dragon at all costs, and I will destroy him, and I will free the people of this realm. And you have the best means of finding him.
So you See? Want to use... Hang on. You want to use us for our skills for your gain. Is that correct?
I want... My gain is the gain of the realm.
So you want
to... My duty is to the realm. My duty is to free the realm.
Do you want to rule this land?
No.
Then what do you need from us?
I need the token that you have been carrying.
You see, Fulton?
Yeah, he wants the tokens.
Yeah,
What's
he's
going to
take
that?
The tokens. Look, just because you trust him, it doesn't mean you're going to give him the tokens.
No, I'm not. Well, I don't.
No.
I've got two of them.
I haven't decided how I'm going to play this yet.
If Carrigal was here, which he might be somewhere.
Oh my god. Just let me stealth for a little bit and let you guys do all your fucking bullshit. Let me have one fucking stealth where I'm fucking successful.
Bubba doesn't know.
Can you know what I'm hiding?
Can you remember what your stealth check was?
It was because you got 37, I got 30.
You got 30, yeah. Okay. He's like, you can stop playing. I know he's in the bushes.
For fuck's sake. For fuck's sake.
What?
Carrigal stomps out the bushes.
If Carrigal was here, which he is, he would tell you that we should not give our tokens to this unknown, long-haired, glowing man.
Look, I'm not giving any tokens. I've got two of them.
We have a common goal.
Yes.
The blue dragon needs to be slain. I assume the blue dragon has a token.
Well, no, we just need to get What's-His-Face back.
No, the patchwork prince is the dragon. Right, that disguises himself in a cloak of flesh, and
I thought you were going to stroke him.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Fulton? Leave his. I can't even have a monologue. You people won't let me do anything.
Dangerlings. Ross just started messing with his microphone as he was talking.
So. Ross floppy.
Ross having had an entire episode about him having sex with sheep people. Yeah. Caragol starts a monologue and you start stroking his face with his pop shield.
Patchwork Prince is the dragon cloaked in a cloak of flesh.
Yes.
He is the ruler of the land. He doesn't have a token as far as I'm aware, even though he was one of the conspirators. There's nine others that aren't him, but that will lead us to him or get us into the Patchwork Castle. We may have to have a showdown with the dragon eventually, the Patchwork Prince. Now, what Pally here, Sir Eugenius the Everseeing, is suggesting that we just bumps up our schedule a little bit quicker. That may complicate things for us. It may make things harder, maybe things easier. I think it might be the former, actually. Would you, Sir Eugenius? A genius?
Algon.
Ah, fuck. Algon, the all-seeing, the ever-seeing, which is funny, actually. I've got a catchphrase, actually, that would have been good if I'd have been...
Just what is your catchphrase?
It's I see you, and I tell you what, if I'd have been able to fucking use it while I was in fucking stealth, that would have been a really good fucking line, Bubba.
I didn't know what you were doing.
You saw me!
You just disappeared.
Yes, sorry, Veldy, you didn't call him out, did you?
Do you like me? Remember, you're under the zone of truth.
Yes.
There you go. Right. Just remember that when you're having a go at me next time.
Yeah, I will.
Now listen, Elgar.
I haven't finished with meat. Anyway, do you want to come with us to off the TikTok man first? Do you want to come with us to do maybe four other objectives? And then we'll come and do the dragon with you. That's a fair trade.
If we don't slay the dragon, are you going to try and take our tokens?
Yes.
See? He's going to try and take them no matter what.
What's wrong with
no
that?
No matter what?
Could you do it after we've defeated the...
Hang on, that was a question. No matter what?
No, don't worry. So long as you are as single-minded and focused as I am about slaying the dragon, and at no point deviate from that quest, then I will have no reason to harm you.
That's what I'm talking about. We'll have to fight him at some point.
Oh, we'll have to fight him in the next 2 minutes, mate. That's what's going to happen.
Ooh, a bee!
Yes, literally. I'm amazed we're still on the subject.
Can you just go away for a bit?
That would be great, actually.
Yeah, to come back later. Because you must know that we have to gather all the tokens before we can confront the Patchwork Prince.
Why? Why should I trust that you have the interests of the realm when I am its protector?
Let's do something. Right. You let us get all of the other tokens, right? And then we'll meet you at the main boss, and then you can fight us for the last all the tokens.
What are you talking about?
No, he can just come along with us and then fight the fucking dragon. We're going to go and fight the dragon.
We haven't got a power.
This is why you shouldn't have sex, right? It messes with your mind.
No, he's going to try and steal her.
You didn't get any sleep last night.
Hey.
Well, I mean, he's only got the...
Excuse me, Mr. Algon the Everseeing. Sir, because you're a knight. Yes.
I just saw the irony. You tried to hide from someone called the Everseeing.
Thank
That's
you.
Quite fun, isn't
Thank
it?
You, Velda.
Yeah.
Thank you, Just Velda.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, well.
That's because you didn't get any sleep last night, and Bubba, I'm not sure.
This zone of truth is killing us. It's taking us apart.
Do you?
your friendship is built on lies and relies on them.
I think I might have gone off lamb.
Do you?
I felt the need to share that.
Do you?
Yes.
Know that you need the tokens from all the conspirators to go see Patchwork Jimmy?
Yes, I know that I cannot find him without gathering all of the tokens.
So, how about we all collectively, you and us, go get the tokens, and then we go see Patchwork Prince, and we'll put a sword in him.
Hold on a moment. Elgin?
That's the marbles.
The marbles, yeah, you've lost your marbles. Now listen here. Now, how long have you been the realm's protector?
I have been the realm's protector for as long as there has been a realm.
Yeah,
did
right.
you give yourself this
and,
name?
And the god, yeah, she died a long, long time ago, didn't she? Yeah?
Sonore.
Yes. Have you managed to get any of the tokens yet?
No.
So what the fuck have you been doing? It's been hundreds of years.
Oh, look, now we're going to have to...
Yeah, but wait, are you going to fight us? The help of someone? We've managed to get an undisclosed number of tokens. Would you like to fight us?
Are you going to fight us in a minute?
Well, no, I wasn't saying fight us, but I'm saying...
Wait, can I ask him a question?
No, I know, but you need our help, you see, more than we need yours, so you need to team up with us, buddy boy.
Bearing in mind, if you start fighting, you have to tell the truth all the way through it.
Okay. Let me just unpack the million statements that have been thrown at him to see if any of you need to roll something for it. I think
I think I can say Velda and Karoo can roll a diplomacy check.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I don't think we need a roll for Bubba's just saying, do you want to fight? And Fulton's saying, do you want to fight later? But
can I just wait? What's your diplomacy score, James?
Oh,
nothing.
No.
Can you just aid mine then?
No, I've made quite a statement there. I don't think I can.
We said the same thing.
No, we didn't, though, did we? I said it was shit. I was trying to shame him into just being with us. What did you say?
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Here we go.
Who needs it?
Seven.
Eight.
I wouldn't have assisted you anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Wow,
I know.
Shit at this.
Yeah, I mean, of your own choosing. Like, I literally try.
I know. But role-playing wise, I said too much to just do an assist.
It's a dirty 20.
Oh, yeah. Mine's just a...
I'd have got 31 if I'd have rolled it. Yeah. Right.
But you didn't.
You didn't.
No. Done on my own thing.
Okay. So you get a 20.
Do you want some lamb? I kept some for breakfast.
Just a sweet in the deal.
Yeah.
It's sweet lamb.
Bit of minted rosemary lamb.
In milk.
Okay, so you got a...
7.
Okay, cool. You got a 7. Okay. He's like, I sense you're trying to trick me.
No.
You said Zone of Truth quite loudly, didn't you?
Oh, Zone of Truth is happening, yeah.
You know that a Zone of Truth is on us. I've not said a lie so far. So...
You want these tokens for yourself. You would never give them to me.
We absolutely would if... You let us, if it doesn't impede us getting our friend back.
Well, no, because we're not going to give you tokens at all, because all you have to do is come with us. Because we're going to gather tokens and go there anyway, so you might as well just jump on our tailcoat and come with us, and then, yeah, have at the dragon as much as you want, mate.
You could be part of the Danger Club for a little while.
We only want to free our friend.
That's all we want to do. But we'll kill the dragon, we'll get the tokens, but you can't just do that thing. You have to come and do everything with us.
I don't know. He could just come. We could just meet him somewhere.
Well, yeah, but I'm just trying to give him the option.
Yeah, let's meet him at the end.
Bloody hell, Velda.
I mean, but I'm a bit worried that he has got the ambition to try and take the tokens from us.
Well, he's just said that, haven't you?
I know. We're in the Crusade of Truth, so...
But he won't do it underhandedly as a paladin, aren't you, Sir Elgin the Everseeing?
So you're going to steal it from us honorably?
No, well, if we make a deal with him, he'll come with us and help us out.
A paladin would a true paladin would never steal.
There you go.
Give me a perception check.
Just Caragor?
Caragor, because you're the one talking.
22.
A 22. Yeah, okay. You don't really get anything from that statement, from it.
We're negotiating. Seems to go pretty well, or better than it was. How do you feel about it now? Can we shake on it?
Bubba, give me a diplomacy.
Come on. He rolls bad.
Come on. It doesn't have to be a fight.
Come on.
It doesn't have to be a fight.
It really doesn't.
Why don't you use a hero point?
I'm going to use a hero point.
Yeah.
Why not?
We're looking better.
25 that time.
A 25. 25. 25 is a fail. Except the paladin card glows. And he thinks for a moment. He says, yes. You're right, aren't you? Very well. I will help you on this mission. We will work together until we have the tokens. But when we get there, the dragon is mine.
Sure.
I must be the one to slay it.
Great.
What if we get it down to, like, you know, almost dead, and then we'll just hold it up and then you can slash it? Because sometimes that happens.
It's all right. No, just let him have at it. We're just going to grab the dude and...
Well, we just walk away and let him fight a dragon.
Yeah, it's not our problem.
What do you fight a dragon, though?
What? We've fought dragons before.
You want to fight a dragon, didn't you?
Meh.
What?
He's got sheep heads right now. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Fulton slayed his own dragons already.
Hey! I had sex.
Paladin, you
he
are...
claps you on the shoulders. Excellent, Sir Dwarf. So did I.
Caragor gets a perception, an insight. What's a perception check on that? Because
he's had sex. I think it's pretty clear, Caragor.
He's under zone of truth.
Oh yeah, shit, he is.
Under zone of truth.
Oh wow. What? Oh, do they not have chastity things?
What? No, sheep.
No, but he hit the paladin.
Oh, paladins. I was about to say, there wasn't much evidence of chastity last night.
And also, sex isn't like heteronormative, man. You know, it can be like whatever you want.
No, he had it with sheep people.
Sex.
Yes.
Yeah? Sex can mean different things to different people. It doesn't just have to be like, even if he's wearing
a chastity. I put my penis in another person.
There you, just for clarity.
Can someone turn off the zone of truth?
Yes. Unfortunately, it just stays here and for another. About
you can drop it anytime you want.
No, it's a maintained spell, yes.
No, I've got to keep it, man. Do you all like me?
Do you still like me?
Yeah.
A squirrel goes, I'm having an affair with a badger.
That doesn't mean respect. You just have to say things.
An American badger or a European badger. Is it quite different?
Cool. All right. Well, welcome to the club. You are an honorary member. And I'm going to say that. You are now an honorary member of the Danger Club. I speak for everyone. Bubba. So
What are your names?
Bubba.
I am Caragor Onefang.
Velder Cairnblight.
Fulton.
Oh, it's Fulton now, is it?
Yeah.
He can't lie.
Yeah.
He can't lie.
Oh, yeah, that's
try
true.
And, try and say another name.
Fulton.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah. Cool. All
very right. Well. So what is your plan? You are the leader of this group, Bubba?
No, I'm not going to lie, because I can't. No, I'm not the leader.
Who is the leader?
There's not really.
We don't have a leader.
We're kind of like a horizontal hierarchy. Sometimes people take the lead, but most of the time it's Caragor.
It tends to be whoever's got the most expertise. So if things in matters magic, it'll be I.
I'm already bored.
But most of the time, it is, most
like
of
a the true time democracy.
It is this guy. It is this guy usually.
It's kind of like a meritocracy.
Now, perhaps you can.
That's a great statement for those who've made that. It's usually this guy. Yeah, it's a meritocracy.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Now, if you're from this realm, we're going to go see the TikTok man. We've been reliably informed,
you say.
Yes, that he keeps things running.
Yes.
Yes. So now the meetings we've had have been a mixed bunch. You know,
he's a devious fellow, that TikTok man.
Does he make armor for cockatrices?
I'm really happy and proud that this is the main focus for you, Fulton. They're good yes, mates.
We're trying to rescue the fiance.
I need to make
friend.
Up because it looks at me evil all the time.
You're
now.
Seeking armor for cockatrices.
Yeah.
Well, a sort of side quest, yeah.
A side quest, you say?
Yes. We've heard that he's got a
This is Floppy Peter.
Oh, have you got one?
His name is.
You are intending to deviate from the quest.
Oh, for God's
sake. Hang on. No, you're not going to have us like that, because in order to complete the quest, we need to go see
the Tuk-Tuk man.
The Tuk-Tuk man. And what we're going to do is, that's our reason for getting in to see him. And then once we're in there, we're going to stick to the quest.
Exactly. The quest is the best.
Yes.
There's no deviation.
By the way.
Oh, a bee. Look, there's a bee over there.
Do you know, Algan?
Elgin.
No, he was right.
Alvin.
Simon. Nope, okay.
Theodore.
Thanks.
Yeah, a bit late, but.
TikTok man that keeps things running. If we were to remove him somehow, would everything stop and be bad?
Yes.
How do you know that? I was asking Algin.
Keeps things running. You're not part of the realm, Algin. Are you?
I've been really impressed with
how are you telling lies? We've still got like
it's like the
seconds.
Guy who runs the wax.
How
pits.
Do you know any of this?
Because we got told it.
When?
I was asking Algin.
Okay.
Alvin.
Yes.
Simon.
I do not care what happens. I do not care what happens if the TikTok man is killed. Only that he gives up his token. When he sees our might, he will tremble and he will give up his token without a fight.
Exactly.
You're a good paladin.
Yes, I am. I am the best paladin.
Ruffle his hair.
he looks at you murderously.
Okay, well, let's have this conversation while walking, anyway.
Yeah, let's go.
Yep.
Off to see the tick-tick man, the tick-tick man, the tick-tick man. Off to see the tick-tick man on the Rillabrick Road.
See, that's quite a hard word to say, isn't it? There, in Scottish, in rhyme.
On the Rillabrick Road.
What are Rillabricks?
It's a type of gravel.
Right.
Is that, oh, you mean to describe this road that we're not walking along because it's just completely overgrown by brambles?
Yeah.
I see.
The bramble gravel.
Dan, am I still wounded?
No, you would have you've recovered that from having been healed up to full by Shania. Been healed by her magic. So you can take that off. Right, he mounts his horse and says, "Very well, we ride together.
We die together."
Well, we're not really riding, we're just walking.
He rides ahead for a bit and then stops and just waits.
How
has your quest gone so far?
Sick.
Well, we currently have 3.
Oh, we weren't gonna. Well done, you fucking
god.
And we only need 3 more.
Nope. You have slain some of the conspirators.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. We actually We beat his riddles. But then actually, Sonore. We laid her tortured remains to rest.
You speak the name of God in vain.
No.
I don't care. It's not my God.
It's going to be one of them. We actually evaded a fight, and now we're going to have to start one ourselves.
And then we absolutely butchered a bunch of actors. Like, totally, totally slayed them all.
Ah, I'm starting to like you even more.
And then I had sex.
Yes.
So did he.
Oh god.
Hey, do you want to buy some do you want to buy some shit off me?
No.
He's got loads of arrows.
Got arrows and a chain shirt.
He's got one that turns into a snake. Snake.
How have you not got any money, Carragher?
We've done this bit already.
Because he's a walking hedgehog of a man. Look at him.
Ka-chink. Ka-chink. Ka-chink.
You just sell all those weapons you never use.
Yeah, I'm fucking trying to.
What are you going to sell, Carragher?
I'm going to sell, I think it's time for the cookeries to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had those cookeries forever.
I know.
What about the flail? I mean, you never use it.
No, the flail's really useful for knocking people prone.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's more useful than the cookeries I've worked out for tripping people over. I do wonder how you trip people with a knife. I've managed it a couple of times, but it doesn't seem the most efficient way to do it. Anyway,
Fulton's good at you sweep the legs, don't you? I mean,
yeah,
it's a bit choppy offy. But
do you want my cookeries?
Eh?
Do you want my cookeries? 40 gold.
He looks at his axe and is like, to get rid of my axe?
No, to get rid of it. It's just a spare weapon to have. Don't
okay,
have
throws
weapons.
It in the ditch.
Think of all the cutscenes you could have, the different cutscenes. No more choppy-choppy. It's all stabby.
It'd just
stabby.
Be the same cutscene, but longer.
It will be.
Nah, I'm all right.
Okay. What about 35?
Nah.
Come on.
Nah.
I'm desperate.
Please.
Bubba? Do you want some knives?
Not really. I'll give you 35 gold pieces if you like.
No, I'm not a charity.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interest on it.
I'll take 35.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, you pay me back.
No. I'm a scrappy lad.
If you need anything, I'll pay for it.
Don't need it.
You don't need anything.
If I need food, I'll forage for it. If I need bedding, I'll make it in wilds.
All right. You can always use a cozy cabin.
And if you need to cook, you can always just boil some mushrooms in your butt as well, because there's that.
That's classic
survival dwarven technique there. Yep. The old
boiling a butt.
The old boiling the butt.
Sir Algin, the Everseer.
It's butt mushrooms, Fulton's new product. Isn't it? That's his new vegan range.
Pocket meat and butt mushrooms.
Butt mushrooms.
Yes.
We're going to a volcano to see TikTok Man. Did you know that?
I assumed if you were heading up this path that you'd be going to the mountain.
Have you got anything that's resistant to heat? Because you're made of metal.
I don't need to be resistant to metal in order to defeat the TikTok man.
No, resistant to heat, I meant, not the metal.
Oh.
Look, also, we don't have to defeat or murder the TikTok man. Like, we have had some other solutions.
We can try and come up with a solution.
I don't think it might not be a good idea at this point of the quest to kill someone who's absolutely vital to the running of the world. Might be a little bit.
Honestly, I'd murder him if I were you.
I just was talking about going to a volcano.
Yeah,
no, it's just need that heat resistant stuff for
like off and fight have been used quite a lot. But just try and talk to him.
Bob, a review.
Well, Lucio is a shifty fellow.
Yes, he's evil, evil to the core. We should kill him.
What do you want me to see?
You got anything that makes people resistant to heat?
Nah.
Shit.
Sorry, mate.
Late as it gets later on in the day, you find yourselves on the you find yourselves in some low hills. But strangely enough, they kind of the volcano seems to rise without much of a warning. Like it's not a range of mountains. It's just a single volcano just rising up from the forest around it. The path turns steeply upwards out of the briar. You can looking up and down it, you can see pipes made of copper and stone running through it and poking out of it at bizarre angles that seem to come out different sides. They seem to be as if they're just trying to hold it up. There is a single large staircase cut into one side made out of sort of thick steps that are so big to try and climb over that kind of you have to like you have to literally climb up it with two. It's like they're made for these stairs made for giants, so it's an effort to climb them. At the top there is a large blocky looking building made of solid square bits of stone with smoke coming out of the caldera behind it. And you can see there seem to be some figures move around at the top. Hard to see what they're like from here. So, the volcano. Long have I thought to come here. But what is your plan?
Well, go in there and talk.
Yep. It's pretty much the long and the short
have
of it.
Have a chat to the TikTok man, see what makes him tick.
And then...
See what makes him tick, because he's the TikTok man.
Eh?
Yeah, I don't
It's a phrase. See what makes him tick.
What do you mean tick?
You've never heard that. You've never heard that
phrase? Why would someone tick?
Let's not dwell on this. Let's go up a mountain and see him.
Sorry, brother.
This could be 10 minutes.
I respect that you were trying to do a bit just then, but I didn't want to get in the way of it.
That's very considerate of you, Caragor.
Thank you, Velda.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Very yeah, good. Very nice of you. You really ticked that box.
Oh, that was so
that
good.
Was a good one.
that was a classic.
Which of you are we laughing at for that?
That one.
Yes, he is stupid.
Okay, let's go up the mountain.
Yeah, let's go to the blocky building.
Feeling better, here. Are you, boys? Hey, feeling better?
Algon pats his horse and says, "Stay here, old friend. You'll never make it up these steps. I will go on alone. But don't worry, I'll return soon with the token."
Give him a pear.
Pear of what?
Just one of those pears we got.
No, I'm not giving you a pear.
Give him a pear.
Fuck off.
Wait, why?
Why are you giving me a pear for?
It's an anti-fear pear.
You might need that.
Nom, 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 nom. Gobbles the pear down and looks at you fearlessly.
That's quite a valuable piece of fruit.
Like
that you've just
given
away.
The
You ruffle the horse's mane.
I look at Peter and I go, Peter, you're coming with me. That's it.
And you start making your way up the mountain, climbing up these big stairs, literally like kind of having to haul yourself up each step with great effort. Algon keeps pace with you despite his armor. He's in good shape. He managed to make good time. You're about halfway up the staircase and you can hear the sound of shouts from above. You can hear the sound of cheering and yelling. And looking up, you can see half a dozen gigantic figures on top of the mountain laughing and yelling at each other. I would like perception checks from all of you, please. And we're going to make some for some of the others as well.
22 for Fulton.
21.
I rolled a natural one.
Ooh. 14 in total.
Okay.
27 for Velda.
27. And would you like to make one for Peter as well?
Oh, no. 28.
Peter has a perception score of 10.
Cool. So Peter rolled higher than me at a 28.
A 28. Okay. Velda, you notice quickly, you see that these huge figures that are up the top are hurling rocks at each other, smashing them off the mountainside and just sending showers of boulders down. And you notice that a few of them are pointing in your direction and have started hurling more rocks in your direction. Before you know it, the rocks have hit a huge section of boulder, and a whole section of the mountainside near where you're standing just shakes and just suddenly comes tumbling down the mountainside to where you are. Velda, because you noticed in your perception, and Peter did, and Algon did. The three of you did not. You don't see this coming. Velda, I'm going to allow you a single action.
Can I cast a spell?
You can cast a spell.
I would like to cast... Oh, a single action.
I'll take casting a spell if it's a two-action spell. That's kind of one thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to shout a warning either.
Right. That's your choice. It's
all right. Rock slide! Quickly, everyone take cover! And then with my one... I'd like to... Yeah, I'll just shout a warning. Fuck it, we'll just say that's it. Rock slide!
Okay, you shout a warning. Algon leaps to safety without shouting a warning to anyone. Just leaps off the staircase and rolls out the way of the avalanche. Peter runs to safety, gets out of the way.
That's fair.
As he sees thing coming on. He's loyal, but he's still an animal.
Yeah.
He just sees danger, he runs. Everyone else, because of Velda choosing to do a warning rather than run, I'm going to give you a reflex save. Give me a reflex save to see if you can get out of the way.
That's fair.
Oof.
Mine's good.
22 for Fulton.
Mine wasn't great.
Motherfuck.
I'm going to use a hero point.
Okay.
Try and roll a bit better.
Mine's 38.
Oh, it's a natural 20 on the reroll.
Nice.
That is, that's 37 for my, like...
Nice, natural 20, a 30 something.
38.
38.
Would you accept, instead of a reflex save, the playing of a card?
I'll accept the playing of a card, if you like, yeah.
Can I play the avalanche card?
Ooh, hello. You draw the avalanche card.
This might create an avalanche.
I love how the mudslide starts coming down. Caragor quickly picks up the cards and starts looking through them.
Caragor holds up the card, which grants everybody a +4 to their to the result that they just got.
Oh wow! Yay.
So that is a crit save for Velda and Bubba. You both hurl yourselves free. Fulton with a +4, what does that give you?
26.
A 26, that is enough to tilt Fulton over into a success. So Fulton hurls himself free enough and takes only half damage. Caragor.
With a +4,
yep.
I got 25.
25, just a success.
Ah, right.
Oh my god.
25 was it.
That was, although actually... Instead of jumping, you play the card.
Yeah, fair.
So I'm afraid you get hit by the avalanche. Caragor, cool. You take 44 points of damage.
Cool.
Back again.
He's back again.
Fucking rocks.
Fulton, you get halfway out the way. You're almost not there. And then Caragor holds the card up just before he's hit by a rock. And the card flies over and just knocks you back out of the way. And you just take a bit of damage from the debris.
Ah, thanks.
The other two of you get well clear. Algon is already picking himself up. Thank goodness. That could have been nasty.
Just give me a little hand up, you youngins.
At least no one else got Grandpa One Fangs back again.
How far are they? Young fucking youths chucking them fucking rocks.
You can hear the sound of laughter from up on the top of the mountain.
Oh, that's very funny.
That's it.
Caragor stomps off right towards them.
You young bastards. You're rude. Come here, you.
I'm going to go march right up to him.
You go marching up the you march up the mountain. I mean, say march up the mountain. You've still got about half a mountain to climb. Yeah. You're like,
stay there. Yeah. Stay right there.
Stay where you are.
Hold me knees.
I'm coming to see you.
And it's kind of like, this will mean nothing to the listeners, but when Scott, when you, me and Jerry climbed a mountain and we had to do that section where you're literally just like hands and knees up.
The Devil's
side.
Ladder, the scree slope on Mount Carantool in
oh
Ireland.
Oh my yeah. God, that was brutal. But you're like doing that while yelling at these guys who are just like,
oh no, oh, we're so scared. Oh, what's the little man going to do when he gets up here?
Fucking you will be. Listen, you, in my years of experience, you don't treat people like that on mountains. Dangerous.
You eventually get to the top, gasping and wheezing.
Right.
What do they look like?
So they look, they look like giant dwarves, but they have beards that are aflame, like burning beards. But they're huge and kind of made of. Their flesh looks like they're kind of metallic. Flesh looks like it's made of bronze, big Ooh. Thick. Mighty bronze muscles and beards and hair that glow with a kind of molten aura. Most of them have big pickaxes, gigantic pickaxes leaning nearby. They are all about kind of 12, 14 feet tall. Most of them have retreated further up the mountain, up to near the crater. One of them is kind of staying like maybe 60 feet away from you, kind of halfway up the slope. He's kind of looking back at you. He's like,
oh, that was really funny.
Why did you do that?
Wait, hang on. What are you talking about? How'd you get here?
We followed you.
Did you?
Yeah, we walked out with you.
No one said that.
It actually took us. Sorry, we just stayed.
It actually took us way
we're
longer.
Halfway down
I did
the
think
mountain,
it was weird dude. That you were looking at me whilst I was climbing the yeah, entire no, way.
I mean, we were talking to you, but I think your ears might have. I think you've lost some hearing.
Dad, you know, you didn't talk to me. If we played this podcast back, you wouldn't fucking talk to me.
You're right. I didn't. I find it. You keep repeating yourself now, and
you lot are rude. Why did you do that? Say sorry.
Because it was funny. It was funny. It's funny to throw rocks at small people.
Why? Maybe it's funny to throw rocks at you.
Do you think that's a joke?
Go on, throw a rock. Let's throw rocks at each other.
No. I'm just saying that, like, it's not a good thing to do, is it? Really?
Do you think
someone
gets
a rock
joke
in the face?
Yes, it was funny.
You're no dwarf.
I'm no dwarf. I'm an Azar.
A what?
An Azar.
What?
They're like fire-breathing massive mountain dwarfs.
I like your beards.
Thank you.
Some metallic-y dwarf.
I can't tell if this is a friendly conversation or not.
No, you're going to apologise for chucking rocks at me.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Nobody died.
I could have died.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Not that. Yes. That's for humour.
No, there doesn't always have to be a victim in comedy.
Oh, that you don't understand. It is a comedy.
Oh, I do.
So,
all right, Rowan Atkinson, fucking hell.
Let's have a joke off then.
Very well.
What off?
A joke off.
Tell me your best joke, little dwarf, and if it is good, then I will give you a prize.
Yeah, that'd be good if you played that joke
if
card.
If it is better than
you keep
mine.
Saying joke, but on this card clearly is a two-headed green Etin. They don't look nothing like... James has got a card looks exactly like
I've got
it.
The brass dwarf here, which...
Play it!
I'd play the brass dwarf card.
Play the brass dwarf. Is that actually what it's called?
Yeah.
You play the brass dwarf.
It's got a flop in it.
You throw it up in the air, and it falls to the ground.
Oh. Should have played the fucking joke.
I told you. Okay.
Why do the Finns put barcodes on their boats?
Hey, Bolton. Oh, no, you tell it anyone.
Oh, fine.
Have your moment.
Sorry, it's not listed to me anyway.
No, it's all right. I was just double checking that card doesn't do anything in this. I've got Northern as well.
I was telling a funny joke. Right, you're telling a joke, then I'm going to tell a joke.
Fine, but first I'm going to play this card called the joke.
Oh, no.
You take a card called the joke and you just throw it on the floor. It just lands on the floor.
Oh, Fulton!
Burns away.
Fucking idiot.
You were the one that said to play it.
No, I didn't.
Literally, no. Just now you said you should have played the joke joking, card.
No one's going to laugh now, are they?
I was joking, weren't I?
Shit, you are, Velda.
We can't play a card just because you said you were going to say a
Why
joke.
Why do Finns put barcodes on their boats?
I don't know. So they can Dan is laughing at this one.
So they can Scandinavian.
Yeah. that is quite a good joke.
Thanks.
That is quite a good joke.
Go on then.
Very well.
Well, you were going to tell a joke.
Yeah, go on. You go tell.
What's your joke?
So you're rolling an attack roll.
Let me tell a joke. No, I'm telling you a joke. Okay, that is that's only a 19. A massive rock crashes in the ground. He throws a massive rock at Caragor and it smashes on the ground and rolls off down the hill.
Hey.
He's like, ha, funny, right?
No, that's they not, did say that's their idea.
Most
humor.
Of our humor is rock-based.
I pick up a rock and I throw him.
Ah! Oh! Make a roll.
Wait, did you say most of your humor was rock-based?
Yes.
Well, I find your humor pretty igneous.
Ah. That was flinty, mate. Well done.
Yeah. Look, geology jokes.
Yeah.
29. Oh, that is... that is quite well constructed. However, Azers famously hate puns. We only like jokes based around a rock hits him dead in the eye and he falls down the side of the mountain.
Like, that is funny.
Algan claps you on the back and says, "You're all right, dwarf." And that's where we leave it for tonight.
Very nice.
This week's episode was brought to you by Dom Bray. Braying in the face of the future, Dom brays so that we may continue this podcast. Never before has a Dom brayed in such a manner that supports 6 people making, producing, and sweating over audio content. Maybe you want to be like Dom Bray. Maybe you too want to bray at the horizon and shake the heavens until they fall down with tiny little digital coins straight into our pockets. Well, let me tell you, you can. Patreon.com/ what am I going to say? Danger Club Podcast. That's right. You know, I know you all know, but Dom Bray knew the most this week. Thank you, Dom Bray. You're our Dangerling of the Week.